Designer Medalev. I guess about 15 lines down. Lema, middle of the line. So this machlok is a Rav Huna and Rabbi Yitzchak. This machlok is a Rav Huna and Rabbi Yitzchak. Whether do we say Hutra from the beginning of the Shabbos? It depends on what it was at the beginning of Shabbos. Or it depends on how many diurim you actually have. Whether the doorway is still there during Shabbos or not. Let's say this should be the same. They're arguing on a machlokes tanoim. They're arguing on the machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Did not. Okay. Chatzos shenifritza on Shabbos, it got a break. Mishtei ruchos seho. The example which the Mishnah says later on was a case where the break was on a corner. And it comes out that the wall fell down on the corner, and now you're missing two walls. Two of the walls are not complete anymore. The same thing with the house. So you don't really have a full closure anymore. The kara fell down on Shabbos, or the chayav, or the lechi, mutar moshe Shabbos, v'ser m'losid lovei divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that we say that the beginning of Shabbos is mutar, remains mutar, but before the following Shabbos they must correct it. Rabbi Yossi Amr, mutar moshe Shabbos, mutar m'losid lovei. If this is called a valid mechitza, so why shouldn't it work in the future? And if you agree that it's not a valid machitza for the future, Shabbos, it's also for the Shabbos also, which the more understands over there means that Rabbi Yossi holds it's also. So the chara of this machlokes over here is mamash that machlokes lema. So Rav Huna, which says that we say Shabbos geremis, is like Rabbi Yehuda. Depends on what's the beginning of Shabbos. Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that we don't say that, we look at what it is right now. It's missing the urim. So he's damer kribi yosi. Shama l'chor Rav Huna. No, I know the amri. I feel Rabbi Yosi. I could agree with Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi could agree with what I'm saying. The ad kan l'kamer Rabbi Yosi hosim el delas no the mechitzas hachi is no the mechitzas. In other words, this idea that it's mutter beginning of Shabbos means if you want to define relationships are defined at the beginning of Shabbos. Is this a group? Is this one big group? It's two groups. That's where the beginning of Shabbos defines it. But mechitzas, either the mechitzas there or mechitzas aren't there. So the mechitzas are not there. I agree with Rabbi Yossi, what says it's also. But even Rabbi Yossi could agree that's only an issue of mechitzas when it comes to the shame of who's the owners of the chatzar and those type of things. He can agree with what I'm saying. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, no damri filo Rabbi Yehuda. Even if I tell you over here by the issue of the yurim. So we enclose an area, it's totally enclosed, and we say if three people are there, it's a shiura, and now one person walks away on Shabbos, and only, or dies on Shabbos, in case it was he dies on Shabbos, now you only have two left, it loses its heter for that area. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says, but the case of the mechitzas, it's mutter. And all the army of Philip Rabbi Yehuda, I can't look at Rabbi Yehuda, Hossam, Ella, the snow, the urine. Hachal, the snow, the urine. So, I could argue that the urine is a much more significant issue in defining the heter of Shiara, maybe even more than the Mechitzas. So, we could argue both ways.
Yeah, so it's interesting. It does talk about a mace, right? So, but what if you know, it just went for a walk?
Since he can't go past the chum, this is his home base. So Pashas is still here.
Is any group of three people considered a caravan?
No, well, the definition of caravan...
If you're not moving, let's say you're not going anywhere.
Right, no, the definition of caravan is when they're traveling. You need traveling and you need a group of three. Minimum of three.
Three men, or...?
I don't think so.
Now,
you really can't use that, the definition then, because they're not traveling.
Correct. Well, that's all. That's the machlokes we have in the Mishnah. Whether you need after shiur, the definition of a shiur is three traveling.
It's interesting. There's no connection here with like muksa, right? Which we have this idea of ben hashmasha.
The muksa is a little bit easier because over there it's based on a posik. The definition of hachana, which is the opposite of muksa, is a posik. It's telling yom hashishi.
Okay. So muksa is the rabbanan.
Right, but it's musmach on that pasuk, the union of hachana. So the pasuk, you know, again, that itself was mechalos in Rehuda Reb Shimon, but in Rehuda, which says it, Pasha's that he's taking it from the pasuk. The definition of what's called a kli for Shabbos purposes, the pasuk says, based on the pasuk of Hechino. Okay, I think Rashi. Okay, Rashi, ten lines down, no more than that, 14 lines down on the narrow lines. Meisach Mehen, Vayom Shabbos, one that in Shabbos, or Nitosu Lein B'Shabbos. So Nitosu B'Shabbos, a person was beyond that tchum, and he wakes up Shabbos morning, he realizes that there's a group there with an enclosure, so he comes and wants to join them. It's within his tchum. So do you say Shabbos Geremus? Shabbos defines. So therefore, Shloisha Umeis Echad Mehen, the case where there was three and one died. Ho, but Geremus Shabbos Lahater Mutar and Ashnayim. Since the beginning of Shabbos, there was three. It's Mutar. Even like Rabbi Yehuda, which holds that you must have three. That only Bishyara Dibru. But this is called a shiara. Let's say the opposite. Shnayim mikivu yosef beisosayim. Then close an area which is too large. Even though now other people join them, a certain Yehuda. Current Yehuda, you need a shiara. It wasn't a shiara beginning of Shabbos. Hell, because shiara is a Shabbos. Garmali is the beginning of Shabbos. It was us. The one says the urine garment gimel umeisach mihen. In the case where there was three and one died, the botzi the urine, now you're missing one of the urine, it'll be a surin. If the enclosure was more than basisim. Shnayim minitosuleim, mutarin, the urine, the other way around. Now before they had two and was also. Now they had three and it's mutar.
It's interesting that we haven't discussed the case, I guess, of where you didn't have a lechi and you put it up on Shabbos, right? I mean that would be a problem of like a binyan type problem.
I mean you can't build an erev on Shabbos, can
you? But what we do hold is the case of Yalei Akum. It's mutter. It's a tzarech rabim. It's a tshus to shus b'makim.
Is there any concept that maybe you're preventing more averas, so you can do that one avera turn?
No, I mean that's we had in the beginning of Shabbos. We don't tell a person to do a small chait in order to prevent someone from doing a bigger chait.
We
don't. Right. If the erev works, it's the rabbanon's. If the erev does, if your chash is the rice, the erev doesn't work anyway. But we say it's effective because we hold that the ikur is mechitzas. That's a lach of mechitzas. The only shabbos you have a case of, if you would do it yourself, is there there's a there being the henna from a lot of Shabbos. Irav derech a pesach, we need some pesach. And what you base chaserus pesach b'neim, there's two chaserus drawing between. Vivra derech a pesach. They're ma'ariv based on the fact that there's a doorway there. You don't actually do through the pesach. The Bach changes the word to das. Al das a pesach. They were made one error based on the fact that there's a doorway between. And now when it's a pesach, that door got closed. When you base chanuyos, who pesach by name, the irval das a pesach. There wasn't two chaseres. There was two. Buildings right next to each other, and there's a door open from one to the other. They were all dasa pesach. Ba'achshav nistam b'shabbos shenafla kenegdim ma'parlu. Something blocked it now. So they asked Ma'ol mishori leishtemushay derech shar chalonis hapsuchus hapechusus midalad shenarius le'irav kenamina b'perach chalon. So what's in the gay? No. Can you transfer from back and forth one to the other? So if the access is blocked, so it becomes a moot point. How do you transfer anyway? Well, there are other openings which are halachically are not large enough to allow you to make the Erev together, but practically one could pass one to the other. So are they allowed to pass one to the other or not? So he said it depends on the beginning of Shabbos. So that was Rav Huna Shita. The wall broke on Shabbos. Mishnei Ruchasa, Farsh prepared called Gagas, my time and luck has been Beis Ruchasa. So more later on, why is the discussion from Beis Ruchas? Shila Karasa Lechoyev, Beshabbos, the Kara of the Lechi was removed on Shabbos. So, Sir Yehuda says, Matar Lo Shabbos, meaning Hoyle Behutra Hutra. What's his mutter is mutter? Beis Ruchasa, Matar, but. Mafreshinan beperek kolagagus the rishul iser. His final point was not that it's mutter, that it's also. Rav Karmer kashem shasurim lasid lavoi kachas shem lasid Shabbos. Just like you agree, it's also in the future. It's also in that Shabbos also. Amalur minan hoyel b'hutra hutra. Can Rabbi Yitzchok? That's like Rabbi Yitzchok. Okay. Furthermore, kash. Chomer mishnei devorim. So our Mishnah reads that Rabbi Yehuda says the heter needs a shiara. This heter of this minimal mechitza of either Erev or Shesi is only mutter when you have a shiara, which means they're traveling and it's three people. Chum say, no, it's even the Dibur Shiara Lebehoifa. That's an example, but any bets of this is mutter even without that. If you ask Rabbi Yehuda, said, even by a shiara, you need, it's not mutter. The more says it's mutter based on Simon, not more that I'm not called Sarchon. The Chum say Echem Mishnei Devorim. No, either one is good. For the Makasha Hanatanakama, that's the first Chachamim that either one is good. Ikebenal Yochid B'Yishu. The more says they're arguing on the case of Yochid B'Yishu, which means the way the Rashi teaches it. So the Rebbe Yehuda says you need three people traveling. Chum say even one person traveling. Rashi says nobody is mutter such a thing. Last Chum say everybody's mutter even if you're not traveling. One person not traveling is mutter. Hanatanakama. Like Rashi, Rabbanan Kamoi, the Amri Loi Dibru B'Shiara Ela Behoiva B'Loilam Yachin Ami Mutter. They said you don't need a Shiara Davka. So where is Ikim Ben Yechav Yishin? Tanakama the Kamer Loi Dibru B'Shiara Ela Behoiva B'Loilam Yachin Ami Mutter. Even one person is mutter to use this. Minimal type of enclosure. This is Yachid Dumya the Shiara. It's referring to the case of a Yachid, similar to the case of a Shiara. The Bederech, he's traveling. Below be Yishu, but that one he's in a settlement. Because over there, however, Yachalas is Machito. Again, is make you have the time and you have the opportunity, materials to make a much more effective enclosure. Rabbanu Basroi, I'm also the Rebbe Yehuda called the Hadri. They're going back. They're responding to Rebbe Yehuda. The Kamer Iu and a Mechitza Lo Bederek will have a Yishu. It's not at all a Mechitza. Vamalei Rabbanu Echad Meshe Devor Oishesi Orev Mechitza Echad Yachid Echad Rabim Bei Mederek Bei Meyishu. It's always good. Okay. So the mission. This mission really takes us out of Erev issues for a little bit. So he spoke about people traveling. So we're talking about some halachas of people going out to war. There's four things which they were matter when they're going out to war. They can take wood from wherever they see it, even if it belongs to somebody. We suspended the prohibition of Gezel based on the din of Hefker Bez and Hefker. They removed the responsibility, the necessity of washing your hands before you eat bread. They permitted them to eat demai without taking off maisers. They did not have to make a rub. They did not have to make a rubich etzeris. So we moved away from the case of the shiur, which is just a regular caravan of people going out to war. We're not worried about gezel. They don't have to take a rubich etzeris. There was two platoons. Each one made their own enclosure. There was an access from one to the other. They do not need to make a Ruvich Hatzeris.
Is this because of Sakana?
Once we made the decision that it's valid to go out to war, for whatever the reason is, so they gave some level of focus on other things. We call Sakana, but it wasn't, these weren't necessarily Sakanas of Fashas, but they wanted them focusing on other things.
And what about if you're in a non-Jewish army? Right,
talking
about the U.S. military. How would this apply?
I'm not aware that it applies, but I never really looked into it. I imagine the Bashar Sakana, yes, This wasn't Bashar Sakana, Mamish. They were Erev Shabbos making an enclosure. Bombs weren't flying. That wasn't the issue.
Right. Even this Gezel issue, it's kind of an interesting issue. Does it really need to be? How much of a tzarech is necessary?
Well, let's see. Ten Rabbanan. Machna Yitzis, the Mechemes Rishus, even if they're going after Mechemes Rishus, that's a discussion how you define Mechemes Mitzah, Mechemes Rishus. That's Machlokes in Sefer Sota, which you remember we had way back when, the definitions of the three. Right? There's Mechemes Chayva, Mechemes Mitzvah, Mechemes Rishus, or there's only two, Mechemes Mitzvah, Mechemes Rishus. That itself was Machlokes in Tanoim. What are the definitions of it? Let's assume in halacha, a war going out for self defense. Because a client was in danger, that's called Mechemes Mitzvah or Mechemes Chayva. Mechemes Rishus means it wasn't necessary to go. The Sanhedrin decided it was the right thing to do. They wanted to expand the area of Eretz Yisrael, let's say. Even some Matarmi Gezel, Eitzim Yevashim, they removed the Isser of taking Eitzim, even Eitzim Yevashim, which were more valuable because they were ready to be used for firewood. They didn't need to dry. They're allowed to place themselves down wherever they need, so they're allowed to quarter themselves and take over what's the word I'm looking for?
Eminent domain,
but there's a word when you use it for military. There's another word for it. But the military quarters himself against the without asking permission from the citizens. Yeah. Where they're buried, that is where where they die. They have a right to be buried in that place. Mutar megezelates imivation. So the more it goes through this price. Furthermore, Akasha, this is not a heter from Muhammad. I had to count the Yeshua have it. This was a tekana which was made by Yeshua. Domramar, we had it. It's more in Baba Kama. Surprising Baba Kama. Asura Tanoim Hista Yeshua. There is 10 conditions that Yeshua set up on Klai Yisrael, 10 things that Klai Yisrael accepted upon themselves when they moved to Eretz Yisrael. Because of Tzarech HaMedina, etc., which he introduced. And one of them, a few of them are the Shiyum Marin Bechurshin. We're going to allow the animals to pasture in the forest, and they don't have to look and see if there was ownership in the forest or not. So even if it belonged, if somebody had bought part of the property of a forest, and so you're allowed to pasture animals there. Then more over there says that it was talking about it was a young forest and the trees would be damaged. He can stop them. It's already there's no danger to the trees, so he can't stop them from pasturing their animals there. Umalakdin etzim is sort of saying, and you're allowed to pick wood where you find it. So you're allowed to pick wood. So what's the special het over here for Machta going out to war? So Mor says there's three differences. Hasmam behizmi behigi, hacha b'shar etzim. That's referring to like thorn bushes, which are not such valuable wood and not so large. Here they permitted any type of wood. Inami hasim b'mechuborim hacha b'tzlushim. Even if the owner already had cut them down with intention to use them for firewood, you could still take them, which is not true over there. Inami hasim b'lachin. The third difference is over there. It was talking about it hadn't been dried out yet, so it wasn't that advantageous to the person to use. And hacha b'yivashim, they're already dried, and they're ready to use as firewood, and comes along the army and takes it.
We're assuming in all these cases that the wood has been gathered together, or is it dispersed?
Well, that's the solution. So that's not a het over there, but it's a het over here. There is a two steps, which is mashav. He bundled it already, then you can't take it. So Rashi, mechemes rishus, stam mechemes rishus, in mechemes yeshu beilech she mahayis mechemes mitzvah. So in general, any war which came afterwards is called mechemes rishus. Again, self defense. We paskin is mechemes chayva or mechemes mitzvah. Etim yveshim, lekolshkin lachim. So even yveshim are mutter, whereas over there is only lachim. Sartzenoyim, but become perak maruba shiu marin bechurshim. You can take your animal to pasture out in the forest. And the owner of the forest can't be makbid. It's not like you're taking out into a sadalovin and a grain field, which you want to use the people weren't growing grass over there to use. They already cut it down with intending to use it for firewood. So other people cannot take it, but Banshi Machna could. Okay. So the more Yehuda ben Tamar Omer Afchan and Mechomokim and Mechomokim Shenrogin Shomnikborn. So in that second din, the more we ask the question, Pshita, a person was. He's over there. He's a meis mitzvah. He's a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah. Kind of makarma. One of Yeshua's tekanas was that a meis mitzvah is to be buried in the place where he died. More says l'tzricha the avogav the islay carbon. He has somebody to take care of him. He's not a meis mitzvah. Still over here, by case of the war, he's buried where he fell. The Tanya, it's only meis mitzvah called shein lekarvin. Rashi says the definition of meis mitzvah is that there's nobody to bury him. Kare v'acherim oinen. So then now this is relevant for that Rashi they're talking about kahuna. Loch is that a koyin is mitam of the meis mitzvah, but it's only if there's nobody else to bury.
Bury with them in war. I mean, your family, even if you're not a meis mitzvah. I mean, you're family's not out there to bury you.
That's true.
Do we carry a bloody body around? I mean, maybe that's why, because blood would be on the ground. You want to bury the blood. Is that
everything to do with it? I'm not aware. The price says, Karen Bacher Modern Rosein. This is the case of the current way. If he could call out and somebody else would respond, that's also called as somebody available to bury, and the current can't be in Batama. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha, Meis Mitzvah Kodam Akarma, that you're telling me that the Meis Mitzvah Kodam Akarma, that one of the Tzunarim of Yehoshua, when he entered into Eretz Yisrael, really, Vatanya, London of Raisa, Hamoitza Meis. They find the mace mutal basartio. You find the mace dead in the middle of the highway. Mifaneo, you move him the yamina sartio, the smaller sartio, from the right into either the one side from of the road to the side of the road. Let's say there was two fields on one side, one on each side. Sada bur besada near. One field was totally empty, and one field already had been plowed. So mafaneo the sada bur, you put into the field which hasn't been plowed yet, because by digging up you're going to affect the plowing. Sada near besada zera, you have one field which has been plowed, one field is ready to be planted. Mafaneo the sada near, you go to the field which is besada near. Oh, you stay in nirois, stay in zerois, stay in burus. They're both equal. If it ever called a little shear, so you can move it to either side you want. But you see, you move it. Okay. Okay. Some more answers. Amr Bibi Hacha Bemes Mutal Alameitzer Askina. Mitarch Shenit and Rishus Lafanoisim in a Meitzer Mefaneo Lachorur Shears. So the mace had to be moved because of a tuma issue. So if the mace would be died in such a way where you could bury him to the side, on the side of the road, on one edge, and the Kohanim would be marked, they should walk around it, fine. Problem is over here, if you had to bury it in such a way which would affect anybody traveling down the road, you're leaving no space for a car to get through, so you have to move him. Suck Rashi. Mesis the Kodam Akam of the bottom Rashi. Echad Meyut Tanoim Shesta Yeshua. That's one of the ten conditions that Yeshua introduced when they moved in Eretz Israel, that a person who dies as a Meitz Mitzvah, so he is right to be buried in the middle of this guy's field, wherever he died. This is Karim Shesha Yarshim. The Mor says that if he has people who are responsible for him, that's not called a Meitz Mitzvah. Bisarat Yudar Kavush in the middle of the highway. Mefaneu, you move him. He saw that the Kana Makarma Hechimot to the Mishkalei Mihasim. How can you move him? The Moravader says that Rabbi Kiva, when he first started learning, he once came across the Meitz Mitzvah and he picked him up and he carried him for three parsa and buried him in the Beis HaKvoros. He's a big tzaddik, right? You know, three parsas. He came to his Rebbe Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua said, "You're as if you were Shefak Domim in every single step that you took. He has a right to be buried where he was buried, where he's supposed to be. You have no right to move him." And Rabbi Kiva says, that's what I learned, I had to be a shamash to be a chazomim. Okay. It's a requirement.
It's a requirement.
Yeah.
Can a person waive that?
No. A mace mitzvah.
You have a medical bracelet. You have a bracelet. Just like now people want to be buried in Israel. Actually, how's that different?
It's not a mace mitzvah. Mace mitzvah was a chazal said, but he died there. He has just that's the proper place to put him.
And even if he's got identification on him or a request, take me to my village.
Well, if he has identification, it usually means he has somebody who's responsible for him. He's not a Meis Mitzvah anymore. There's somebody who could take care of him. Meis Mitzvah, there's nobody to take care of him.
Rashi talks about Meis Mitzvah and Yorshim.
Right. Halachically, we said the responsibility to bury is on the Yorshim. Okay. The mace mutal al meitzer. Shemushka b'roich of haderech the mace died across the width of the road. The mace from one edge to the other. So you can't bury him there. If you make this road impassable for Kahanim by burying him there, or voice Taharis, people who are holding themselves to our Shlo Yahilu love, they would be mile on him when they walk by. So you can move it either way. Okay. Something more. This is a tour in Mayim Rishonim. Of a Mayim Rishonim is Chayfah. But Mayim Rishonim is a key to do that, because that's because of Sakana. And Sakana, you have to protect yourself. Why is Mayim Rishonim Chayfah? There is a type of salt which is found in the food, etc. Shemasamei Sayinayim, which can cause blindness. It's not very common in a kura's worth of salt, which is 30 saw. There's like one little crystal, one little grain, and that's enough to be we're really concerned about it. Okay. Amalei Rav Acha Brei the Rav El Rav Ashi. So is this only by eating? So what about Kayo Milcha? If a person went and he measured the salts, he was busy selling salt, so he went to his salt container and took out salt and measured it for people to whatever. So he touched salt. So the same way, normally during the meal there was salt, so therefore he touched salt, so you're worried about it. So we're also... is there a lacha of washing or not? My, Amalei Holomi Boy. So some learning means Holomi Boy. There's no question that would require the person to wash his hands. Tais over here points out that it seems like nowadays people are not makbid on the Mayim Achronim, because Melech Shlemus is not considered common nowadays. Or we don't seem to use salt the way they used to, pick up salt and put up salt with their hands. We don't seem to do that anymore. And that's why some people are, Tosha says, they're not makbid on Mayim Achronim. There is this, Yazuk Rashi. The more in Chulas Masha, there's a second reason, is because it's considered Kedusha Dik to wash your hands before you bench. If your hands are not clean, so you have to wash your hands. So that would apply even Bizman Azeh, but that wouldn't give it the sin of Chayva that we wouldn't patr it B'machanet. With every meal you must have some salt. It's healthy for you to have some salt with the meal. So you would dip into the salt and get some salt with your hands. That's why Chazal introduced Maimachar. In one kura's worth is only a little bit. It's like one little crystal.
What is that telling us
about? Who abaya?
What is that telling us
about? Saying even though it's such a minimal amount, we're still worried about it.
Why is it saying you only find it a tiny bit in a quart?
Right. So it's possible that the salt that you used, there was nothing. But still, we're
salt was mined.
Mind salt. Core's
worth of
mind
salt has a tiny bit of
melach. Yeah. Modern he measured it out for the people which are transporting it. Sarach little yada v'loy. He said kolshken the sarach. Russia gives a kolshken. We have the holy boy. Okay.
The melach stomit has nothing to do with physical location.
Correct. Well, Tyson says we don't have that. It wasn't common in France. So they're sophisticated enough to know what it is. Tyson says it wasn't common in France. Yeah. We're not sure exactly what they mean. I mean, there's this whole chemical works over there, but down by the Dead Sea. Which one do they mean? Do they mean the bromide? Do they mean the phosphates? Do they mean, I don't know, what are they referring to? I don't know. It's my, the Tanan, it's a Mishnah. Machilim is an Iyim Demai. You're allowed to feed. Demai is, you buy grain from an Amoritz. We don't know if he was master or not. So Chazal Masakin, a person who's a chaver, has to be mafresh chumas, has to be mafresh maisers before he eats it. But a person who's an oni doesn't have to do that. That's achsanya demai. Achsanya is referring to the people that you're quartering, referring to the soldiers. That's this thing over here. Amar Avuna taught him, we learned in the Brisa, Beshami Arim, En Mechila Zaniyam Demai, Besachsanya Demai, Besil Arim, Mechila Zaniyam Demai, Besachsanya Demai. It's a Machlokis, Beshami Besil, we pass on Besil. Zakrashi, Achsanya, Chayal Abom, the Melech Yisrael, the Lochim Alo Yveim, Yisrael. It's talking about a case where the Jewish soldiers which are going out to war, Demai, Savak Moser, Savak Enim Moser, it's a Suffolk. Now it's only Drabonim because Rabbi Meoritz Ma'asher, and the verse says Rabbi Meoritz Ma'asher did take off Meister. The Chumash Drabonim he became Mehanach Kikil Drabonim since it didn't Drabonim, so they're Mekel over here. Okay, on the Arav the Nachayev and Rubi Chetzeris, Omer Devei Rabbi Yanai Loshan Al Rubi Chetzeris, Omer Rubi Tchumen Chayav. They are if they're going to have to go beyond the Tchum, so that's the Chayev. It's Hanu Rabbi Chia. Look at all Rubi Tchumen the Vartara. You get Malkus. Of the rice, so Chazal couldn't lift it. The case was Sakana, fine, but it wasn't Sakana right now. There wasn't danger right now, so you can't be making of the rice. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yonason, Michaloikan al Lav Sheba al. Do you get Malchus on a Lav, which is said in the word with the word, it's said in the Torah with the word al, al Yetzi Ishmim Karma, don't go out. It doesn't say lo, it says al. So you get Malchus for Al. That was so that. This is Rabbi Yonason's question. So Maskel Rabbi Achav Bar Yaakov. Achav Bar Yaakov says back. Maskel means that it's a strong question. Loshav Takif. He says, "What is your problem?" Elameyato the Chsiv Al Tiftu Elho Voice Vela Yidunim. The prohibition of Oyvan Yidoni is said with the word Al, and we kill people for that. Hachinam into Lucky. You don't get punished. That's a fair admission that you get killed for that. So Al is a very strong, is a valid lashon of not. So my answer is Rabbi Yonason Hachi Kashalei. This is his question. It's other Al. Lav Shinitan Lazarus Mises Bezdin. Chol Lav Shinitan Lazarus Mises Bezdin. Ain't loikin a love. If a Torah gave a prohibition, and the prohibition, the punishment is miso, person can't get malchus for it. So let's say on Shabbos. Or let's say Avodah Zorah, the Edom said, listen, don't do that, you're going to be Chayav Malchus for bowing down to the Avodah Zorah. He doesn't get Malchus. Torah said, you get Misa. Doesn't get Misa either, because the Hasra wasn't given properly. The Hasra has to be, like we had in Shabbos, you have to warn him, don't do that. If you do that, you're going to be Chayav Misa. According to Torah, you have to tell him even which Misa. Don't do that, because you're going to get Skila. If you tell him, don't do it, because you're going to get Sreifa, he's Potter. He says, I don't care, I'm doing it anyway. I don't care about job, I'm doing it anyway. Potter, because they gave the wrong Asura. So he tells him, don't do it because you get Malchus, he gets nothing. Because the punishment for this Avera isn't Malchus. The punishment is Misa. Misa he can't get, but Malchus doesn't get either. So now what about if in this Avera there's included a Chi of Misa and a case which is not Chi of Misa? Al Yetzi Shem Kaim, Chazal Darshan, Al Yetzi, don't carry. So for caring, he's Chayav Misa. So once the Torah gave a punishment for this Avera, is Chayav Misa, so there's no din of Malchus on such a pasuk. So you don't get Malchus even for the other types of transgression, i.e. walking out beyond the Tchum. You don't get Malchus, because the Torah gave a punishment for this with Misa. So that was Rabbi Yonason's question. Some Rabbi Yonason Miksiv Al Yotzi Ksiv. The post is not saying a prohibition of caring; it's saying a prohibition of walking, going beyond the tzum. That's the problem. So the post is not referring to its source. Yes, you would get Malchus. So therefore, they do not part of the soldiers from Ruvei Tchumen. Okay, we'll have to mass with that. We'll talk about tomorrow.